Let us sing
Blog
to
Talk
Jesus.
Radio.
Jesus. Let us sing to the Father. Let's sing to the Spirit of living. Let us sing to Jesus, only Jesus, Let thy living water flow by my soul. Bless that Holy Spirit, come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares are burdened unto you, I rule. Jesus, let's sing to the Father, let's sing to the Spirit. Oh, Rabba Sandoria, Iblanda, Ibleke, Derebo, Yeke, Santa, God, it should be another person. You have been trying to get into business, and there's so much blockade. There's so much hindrance and obstacles on your way. You are unable to break through and break forth to get into those businesses you have been trying to get into. The Lord Jesus is making a way for you tonight by reason of the anointing of God that is flowing in this broadcast. The Lord Jesus is gone before you to make a way where there's no way. You are going to begin to break forth and break through and go forth and possess your possession. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive. Father Kabaya. Ebrokondu. Arabasandoria imbrende in the incendiaria. Yes, God is showing me another person in this program right now. You have liver problems. Your liver, your kidneys are having problems. Put your hand on that spot. On that spot where you have your liver and your kidney, put your hand on that spot. Let Jesus touch it right now. Let Jesus touch that stomach, that belly. Yes, you have eaten so many things that have created your problem. The Lord Jesus is touching your stomach right now with his healing power. The Lord Jesus is touching that stomach, that belly. The Lord Jesus is touching it with his miracle working power. Receive the healing touch of Jesus in your spirit, soul, and body, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be made every week whole right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Harabasandoya. Iblandaya blagada. Ekrengesentiribubu. Arabasaya. Erekebuya. Iblandaya. Yes. Yes, there's anointing of divine favor coming upon everyone who is coming into this program tonight. As many that are coming into this program tonight, God is showing me a release of the double portion of the anointing of supernatural divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy that is coming upon you, by reason of these broadcast, yes, it is coming. Harakabasa. Hey, Blikidina. It is coming from the Lord. I have heard a mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah is a holy good. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, he's a holy God. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah, he's a holy God. Hallelujah, we welcome you. We can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Harabasaya. Eribusaya. Arabasandoria. In Jesus' name, I command every obstacle, every hindrance, every opposition, every power that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, all hindering forces, all incapacitating spirits, every ancestral altar, heritage altar, generational altar, all ties from parental background, all ties that are working against our destiny, you incapacitating power, you standing on the way to hinder, I command you to be bound in the name of Jesus. I pull out your strongholds. I destroy your powers. I render you potent in the name of Jesus. I command you, get out of the way. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost, move and visit every one of us now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we receive a restoration, a restoration, a restoration of all that the enemy stole from us. We receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive a restoration. We receive a restoration, supernatural divine restoration that God has restored back to us everything that the enemy stole from us. We receive a double full restoration. In our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our ministry, we receive a double full restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, Salabasaya, Iribusaya, Iblandaya, Amblanda, Amblanda, Amblandaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio. I'm still ministering from the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Philip John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are all welcome. Yes, tonight we're going to be talking about Smile the Shepherd and the sheep we scatter. Smile the Shepherd and the sheep we scatter. Holy Spirit come, Holy Spirit come again, Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, come again, come again. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come again. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, come again. Mighty Shepherd, I'm in sheep with scatter. It is written in the scriptures in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In the Old Testament is Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. Mighty Shepherd and the sheep with scatter. And then Jesus repeated the same statement again in Matthew 26, verse 31. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 31. Now Jesus puts it the same way again. Mighty shepherd and the sheep with scatter. Now, when the Bible repeats the same statement the same way, it means confirmation. It means that particular item is a serious matter. It means what is being talked about is a serious issue. The Bible doesn't repeat itself, not just repeat itself like that. When it is repeating, it's a repeated statement, it is confirmation. That means this is a serious matter, a serious topic, a serious issue. And we need to look into it. Smile the sheep, smile the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. Who is the shepherd? The shepherd is the leader, the pastor, the evangelist, the apostle, the prophet, the bishop, the archbishop, the pope, and all these people in leadership. In the secular world, we talk about the president, we talk about the governor, we talk about the mayor. It could mean heads of state, leaders of communities. These are leaders. It's about leadership. And this is very important because even the Apostle Paul, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, the Apostle Paul, he said, my prayer is that everyone should pray for those in authority, for those in leadership position, to pray for those in authority that we might lead a peaceable life. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Who needs prayer most? A man of God asked this question in a convention ground. He said, he asked the audience, who needs prayer most? Who should be prayed for mostly? Some people said the unbeliever should be prayed for. Another group said the Christian needs prayer most. And then one person said, the preacher needs prayer more. And the man of God said, yes, you answered correctly. The man of God is the one who needs prayer the most. The leader, the captain, the head of the mission, head of the ministry, he needs prayer most. Most of the time, we don't see it like this. In John chapter 17, John's Gospel chapter 17, from verses 1 to the end, you find Jesus praying for the church. He was praying for the disciples, saying that they all may be one. Then he says, sanctify them, O God, by thy word. You know, Jesus was committing the church and the leadership, especially the disciples, unto God for protection. John chapter 17, read from verse 1 to the end. You get the meaning clearer. Jesus was praying for the church. And not just the church, he was praying for the disciples because then the disciples were the leadership. They were the shepherds. So he was praying for the shepherds to be established. These are the leaders of the church. These are the apostles. These are the pastors. These are the prophets. These are the evangelists. These are the church leadership, the elders, and all of them, they need prayer. So Jesus was praying for the church in St. John chapter, St. John's Gospel chapter 17. But for you to understand it clearer, I read from verse 1 to the end. Jesus is praying for the church and for the church leadership. Why was he praying for the church and for the church leadership? Because the adversary, the devil, is moving about seeking whom to devour. But our prayer tonight is that he will not locate us. He will not find us. We are covered with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cover our home, cover our families, cover our ministry. The blood of Jesus cover all the angels of God that camp around us. No weapon come against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arises against us in judgment is condemned in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was praying for the church that they all may be one. Unity, the key to the age of power. Unity brings strength and brings power. But one of the weapons of the devil in this end time is division. Dividing the churches against themselves, dividing church leaders. These people are against these people. The other people are against the other people. So much division. Even within the local church, there are divisions. And so on and so forth. How can they grow in this situation? In one accord, the early church prayed, the Acts of Apostles chapter 2, they prayed in one accord, and heaven opened, and the Holy Ghost power came down on the day of Pentecost. They prayed in one accord. The Bible didn't say they were divided against themselves. There was no division. It was the spirit of unity and oneness and singleness of mind and singleness of heart. And so, there was a breakthrough. There was open heaven. There was visitation. Heaven came down. The power of God came down. Now let's talk of the Azusa Street Revival of 1906. The Azusa Street Revival in California, where the early Christians, they came together to pray in one accord and confessing their sins and repenting, cleansing their hearts and allowing God to move, and the Holy Spirit took over, and the Azusa Street Revival, you know, was released, and it affected the whole globe. The leadership should be prayed for. Oh, yeah, because if you don't pray for leadership, the devil is going to smite the leadership, smite the shepherd. So that the sheep will scatter. I remember one time when this thing about Jim Baker, Jim Swaggart, all these things arose in the 70s, a lot of people were discouraged and a lot of people were disappointed. But thank God they repented and they are all back in ministry. And just recently, another one hit the newspapers again. Our brother, Brian Houston, gospel musician, he's also a pastor from Australia. Guy was doing the work of God. Everybody was doing the work of God. Of a sudden, he got hit. And that went into the news. And then, you know, affected a lot of people and so on and so forth. We need to pray for our ministers. We need to pray for our pastors. We need to pray for the church leaders. We need to pray for servants of God. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for those in leadership, because the devil wants to strike at the head. If you want to kill a snake faster, cut off the head. And people who do sniper, people who sharpshooter, they either go for the head or they go for the chest area. Because when the bullet hits the head or hits the chest area, that person is gone. Unless you shoot to wound, then you shoot the legs or shoot the hand or shoot the stomach or the belly area. But if you are shooting to kill, if you really are shooting to kill, then you shoot the head. That's why there is the helmet of salvation. There is the military, the helmet that covers your head. And then there is a protective system put on the front of it, because if the bullet hit the chest, the person is gone. Then if the bullet hit the head, the person is gone. These two places, especially the head. And when that stone hit Goliath's head, that was it. The stone hit the head of Goliath, and that was it. So the head matters. And head means leadership. Oh yeah, the head of the church, the head of the mission, that's all that the presidents and founders and church leaders. And it also applies to leaders, national leaders and international leaders. It also applies to them too. When you smite the leadership, the sheep will scatter. But for tonight, we are concentrating on the church. In Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verses 1 to 5, Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verses 1 to 5, we see the story of how Herod killed James, the brother of John. And then the Bible says that it pleased the people. And because it pleased the people, the same king Herod went and held Peter. He said, Peter also should be slain to death. For what now? Peter did not do anything wrong. Be watchful and be vigilant. Because your adversary, Satan the devil, is moving about seeking whom to devour. He will not devour us in Jesus' name. He will not devour you in Jesus' name. Do not devour the church in Jesus' name. Do not devour us in Jesus' name. The devourer will not get near us. In the name of Jesus Christ, evil arrows must go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. King Herod, in Acts of Apostles chapter 12, King Herod, he went and killed James, the brother of John. And then the Bible says that he pleased the people. What he did pleased the people. And so he went further to hold Peter. He wants to now kill Peter this time around. So what did Peter do now? Nothing. Peter did not. He's just a preacher of the gospel. A fisherman got converted. And then he is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. How come you want to kill the fisherman? You want to kill the preacher? He has no trouble with you, but he just wants to go and kill Peter. Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verse 1 and 5. This time, the Bible says that the church began to pray for Peter. Peter must not be killed. No, God, spare Peter. Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. The scripture says that the church began to pray for Peter for his deliverance, for him to come out of the prison. And God answered that prayer. God sent an angel to go into the prison and open the prison and set Peter free and brought him out of the prison. Peter was not killed. Hallelujah. Which means prayer can save the servant of God. Which means prayer can deliver a believer. Which means prayer can bring deliverance to a man of God, to a woman of God, a servant of God, a minister of the gospel. Which means prayer can make the shepherd not to be smiting, because the enemy always wants to smite the shepherd. I was reading about the Apostle Paul. I found out that so many times they tried to kill the Apostle Paul. Read about the Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. How they tried to kill him so many times. Just because he was preaching the gospel. Sometimes they put him in jail. They put him in prison. They locked him up. They beat him. They thought he had died. They leave him there and they go away. Apostle Paul will rise up again and continue preaching again. How many times they tried to kill the Apostle Paul? What did he do? Nothing. Okay, what about Jesus Christ? Even Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, before he was actually crucified on the cross, they tried to kill him. The Bible says they got hold of Jesus and they wanted to throw him above the cliff. So that he will fall from the cliff, the high mountain, he will fall headlong and then fall down first and die. They tried to do that. Then the Bible says that Jesus passed through their midst. Hey, anointing to escape out of our sight. There is anointing to escape, oh. I remember in the days of the Nigerian Civil War, they say Colonel Adekunle, then the Adekunle was a colonel in the army. He lay the 3rd Marine Commando. And they say Adekunle used to disappear and reappear again. It's not only him. There were many of them in the military there. That was the first time I was hearing those type of things. People, somebody will disappear. You won't see him again. And then he will reappear again. Now, a lot of people like Musa Mohammed, when they shoot them and it doesn't go in, and they are still moving around. You know, if human beings have those type of power, God has it more than that. Oh, yes, God has that power more than that. Anointed to escape from untimely death. Here was Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel. Then the Bible says they seized Jesus Christ. They wanted to kill him by the shepherd and the sheep with scatter. They wanted to kill Jesus Christ, so they took him up the mountain. And then they wanted to throw him from up there so that he would fall down and die. Then the Bible says Jesus passed through their knees. And they did not know when Jesus Christ passed through their midst and went away. There is anointing to shift death. Ah, may that anointing come upon you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Our enemies will die and we will be the ones to bury them. In the name of Jesus, we are going to escape from their hands. Yeah, we escape. In the name of Jesus, we disappear from their knees and from their hands. And by the time they are looking for us, they did not see us again. Ha-ra-ka-ba-ya. Anointing to escape from the devil's hand, from the demon's hand. People escape from prison. How did you escape? Angels came from heaven. As a result of the prayer in Acts Apostles chapter 12, verses 1 to 5, God sent an angel into the prison, opened the prison, and brought Peter out and escaped with Peter out of the prison. So God is interested in we escaping. Oh, yes. There is anointing to escape from the enemy's hand. You put Peter in prison, you Herod, you say you want to go and kill Peter. God is not going to allow you. The church is praying for Peter. The church is praying for the servants of God. The church is praying for the ministers of the gospel. You can't smite the shepherd so that the sheep will scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm appealing to Christians all over the world. Begin to pray for your pastor. Begin to pray for your evangelist. Begin to pray for your apostle. Pray for your prophet. Pray for your leader. Pray for your bishop. Pray for your elders. Pray for the church leadership worldwide. Pray for the servants of God, the ministers of the gospel, that God will protect them from all evil. Because the enemy, like a roaring lion, is moving about, seeking whom to devour. He will not see us. He can't get hold of us. We escape from their prison yard. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we escape from the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the enemy can't find us. Arakamaya, Ibrodo Kondoria. We shift untimely death. We escape from untimely death by the power of the Holy Ghost. We disappear from their midst in the name of Jesus. Erekeya. Ah, Blackanda, A.K.C. Terrible. Ah, smite the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. Whom are you smiting? The scripture says, pray for one another that you may be healed. James chapter 5, verse 15. And James chapter 5, verse 16. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Pray for one another that may be protected. Pray for one another that may be preserved. Pray for one another. That's what the word says, James chapter 5, verse 15. Are we praying for one another? You need to be your brother's keeper. You need to be your sister's keeper. When I look at the news and all the things they are doing to preachers, I know this is the handwork of the devil. And even if the preacher says, King David said, if I fall 7 times, God will lift me up. Oh, yes. King David said, if I fall 7 times, God will lift me up. What is your concern? Even if servants of God fail, even if ministers or pastors, even if they fail, is that your business? Why not talk to them? Why not advise them? Why not counsel them? Why not find a way to help them or pray for them? All of a sudden, you went to the news and put all those news there and, begin to publish and make publicity, busybodies. Busybodies after other people's matters. You now capitalize on that. You know, these are agents of Satan. They are the ones who are spoiling things. See? Touch not the Lord's anointed. What God says, touch not the Lord's anointed. And you are touching the Lord's anointed. God is going to punish those people who publicize unnecessary things about servants of God. Is that your business? Even if they say, if it's you to be angry, why not let God discipline them? Why not let God correct them? Why not speak to them, form committees, invite people to talk to them, and then you went and make publicity. Oh, the man of God. Oh, the pastor. Oh, he's going to resign. Oh, he has to resign. He's no longer the pastor. And then you put the news there for the whole world to see. Who asked you? Busybodies. Is that your business? And even if they say, why don't you pray for them? Bible says, pray for one another that you may be healed. So your business is to publicize other people's failure. And you, are you doing good? Once upon a time, Jesus saw a woman, they were trying to stone her to death. They said, this woman committed adultery. This woman committed adultery. Let us stone her to death. So all of them were very busy. They carried stones and carried stones. They want to stone the woman to death because she committed adultery. So they were all ready. They were all ready with their stones. They want to stone the woman, stone her to death. They said she committed adultery, so they must stone her to death. They must stone her to death. You see how beautiful some people are? They will leave their own fault, their own weaknesses, their own failure, their own sin that is in their life. They are not talking about it. It is necessary they are pointing fingers at. When you are pointing fingers like this, the other fingers are pointing at you. Judgmentalism. And Jesus said, what are you trying to do? All of them said, Jesus, see this woman right here? This woman is a very bad woman. She committed adultery. So we are then ready to stone her to death. They want to stone the woman to death. They said she committed adultery. Oh. So Jesus said, okay, we shall know how this will go. Then the Bible says that Jesus stooped down and wrote on the floor. He wrote the Ten Commandments on the ground. He wrote the Ten Commandments. Then Jesus asked, is there any of you here? You who carry stone, you want to go and stone people to death because they committed adultery. Is there any of you here who have never done adultery? Let that person set of all truth, so let me see. Then the Bible says they all ran away. They ran away. You see the hypocrisy of human beings. Hypocrisy of the highest order. Your own sin is there, and you are looking at another person's sin. What of your own sin? If God is to name sin, who can stand? If God is to name sin one after the other, who will be free? Then the scripture says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, there is none holy. Who are you to point at another person's weaknesses? And I'm here to say that Pastor Brian Houston, wherever you are in any part of the world, and the Hillsong Church from Australia, I want to tell you that God loves you, and Jesus loves you. He died for you, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. And even if there is any error or mistake, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. King David said, if you fall seven times, God will raise you up again. Let it not bother that church. He sung, hear ye the word of the Lord. These are all trials of temptation. Don't let this sink you. Don't let it bring you down. Get up and continue the work of the Lord. The blood of Jesus has cleansed you. You are all forgiven. God has restored all of you. Serve God and worship God and do your church and do your ministry. And you are only answerable to God. You are only answerable to God. Jesus said, go ye and sin no more. All the people have run away. Jesus turned to the woman and said, go ye and sin no more. That's it. God is the righteous judge. Why will you judge people? You are not the judge. God is the righteous judge. That's what the Bible says. Where are your accusers? Jesus asked the woman, where are your accusers? They have all run away. Hypocrites. And this is the hypocrisy all over the world. People are magnifying other people's weaknesses. They magnify other people's faults and errors above. The other day they said that the Pastor Young Cho, the pastor of the South Korea Church, the blessed memory is gone to heaven now. They put it on the news again. They say Pastor Young Cho has stolen money from the church. They put it global. They put it news all over the world. Young Cho, Pastor Young Cho, South Korea Church, largest Pentecostal church in the whole world. They said he stole money from the church. Okay, let's assume that he stole money from the church. And what about it? It is the church to query him or call him and tell him, or he makes some restitution, and that's it. Why would you publicize things like that? You are looking, you want to sell your newspaper. You want to sell your newspaper, so you publicize all, you know, all these things. And let me tell you, you are touching the Lord's anointed, and God can punish you for that evil you are doing. And even if Pastor Young Cho took money from his church, what concerns you? Is that not where he's working? He is working for the church. He's working with the church. And he has the right to eat from the Lord's table. And even if he mistakenly took something from the church, that is left for the church to correct him. That doesn't have to become global news and world news. You are touching the Lord's anointed when you do things like that. And God will punish your people. Send them to hell fire forever. Because you are tarnishing the name of, you are dabbling into things that don't concern you. How can you come and judge what is happening in the church? You are not part of the church. You are not in the church. You will come from outside to come and judge what is going on. What is going on is within the church. It is the church board that will call such a man and correct him and ask, you know, advise him. Then you made it global news. You are not ashamed of yourself. God punish such people in the name of Jesus. Carrying bad news. Who asked you to do that? Is that your business? You know, these are various ways they smite the shepherd. And there is a spirit now that is all over the place. People are targeting servants of God. And they are trying to do all kinds of things. But let me tell you, we are the Lord's anointed. The word God says, touch not the Lord's anointed. If you make your mistake and tamper with the Lord's anointed, God will judge you, punish you, destroy you, and kill you, and send you to hell fire where you live forever. Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. It's a spiritual law. And so the devil wants to smite the shepherd so that his sheep will scatter. For the sheep to scatter, the devil wants to smite the shepherd. Why the name of the pastor? Why the name of the church leader? Why the name of the servant? And even in the news, sometimes I look at television, I see people preaching against another pastor. They preach against another preacher. And let me, another, a preacher is preaching against another preacher. Eh? It's a terrible thing. You know, it shouldn't be. We don't have to smite the shepherd so that the sheep will scatter. God is keeping his shepherd. And no devil should go there and smite the shepherd. So we have a prayer tonight. God protect the shepherd. And of course, that is what Jesus did. In Luke 22, verse 31, Jesus said, Peter, Satan wants to feed you like wheat, but I prayed for you. Yes, that Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Jesus said to Peter, say, Peter, Satan wanted to feed you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. See, even in the days of Jesus Christ and his disciples, Satan wanted to feed Peter like wheat. Look at it. St. Luke Gospel chapter 22, verse 31. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, Satan had wanted to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. And that is the role of the intercessor. Where are the intercessors? We need to intercede for one another. We need to intercede for the child. We need to intercede for the leadership. Because when you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. And of course, Peter was the head of the church in Jerusalem. Jesus had ever said in Matthew 16, he said, upon this path I will build the church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. So Peter was the head of the church in Jerusalem. And if Satan can smite Peter, the church will scatter. And this is what is going on. Are we going to keep quiet for the shepherds to be scattered, for the shepherds to be smitten? I like what the early church did. In Acts of Apostles chapter 12, Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verses 1 to 5, the herald got hold of Peter and put him in prison so that he can kill Peter. But the church began to pray. Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. The church began to pray, and as the church was praying, Peter was not thrown into the prison. Peter was freed by the prayer of the saints, intercession, brought deliverance, and Peter was freed. God sent an angel from heaven to open the prison door, the prison gate, and set Peter free and brought him out. That's what it should be. We're not going to keep quiet and let Satan smite the shepherd using people, using devils and demonic women, satanic women here and there. They go and trap servants of God, and then they smite servants of God with all kind of evil, and then spoil their name, spoil their ministry, and destroy the church, and then scatter the sheep, and so on and so forth. It shouldn't be. We need to pray for our ministers to be holy, to live a holy life, so that they will enter into the kingdom of God. We need to pray for our ministers to walk worthy of the Lord. We need to pray for our servants of God, our ministers, our pastors, our evangelists, our apostles, our preachers, the bishops, the archbishops, and the popes, we need to pray for every leader, because the devil wants to destroy their life and ministry so that the sheep can be scattered. If you don't pray for them, the devil is going to take advantage. He's going to take advantage of this leadership and destroy their life and ministry. It shouldn't be. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we have a prayer tonight. God, protect your servants. Protect your ministers. Protect your people. Let not the gates of hell prevail against your servants. Let not the gates of hell prevail against the ministers. Let not the gates of hell prevail against the servants of God. This is very important. And I'm pleading with all prayer warriors all over the world, intercessors, to pray for those in authority, church leaders, and the men of God and the women of God worldwide. Pray for them that God will protect them from all evil, so that the enemy will not smite them in order to scatter the sheep. Because once the sheep is scattered, it's difficult to get them back together again. So we got a prayer tonight. God, uphold your servant. Uphold your minister. Let them live a holy life. Let them run away from sin like Joseph. Let not the devil want to snare them. Don't let the enemy trap them and take them to hell fire. God, keep your servants and protect them from all evil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, wherever you are, in any part of the world, I want you to join me in this prayer. We pray that God will protect his servants and protect his ministers and protect his pastors, protect the servants of God, the ministers of God worldwide, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. God will protect them from all evil, cover them with the blood of Jesus, protect them from the arrows applied by day, from the terrors that move by night. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, protect your people from the arrows that fly by day and from the terrors that move by night and from the pestilence that walketh in darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that arises against us in judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus, we are the apples of God's eye. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This prayer should continue for the next 2 weeks. Yes, I'm pleading for all intercessors all over the world to continue to intercede and travail and prevail in prayer for church leaders and pastors, evangelists, ministers of the gospel, apostles, prophets, and all the servants of God, ministers of the gospel, elders. Pray for them that the enemy will not smite them so that the sheep can scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. For the next 2 weeks, it's going to be this prayer all through. We pray that we shall be faithful in this prayer. Because if we don't pray, look at Peter. Luke 22, verse 31. Luke 22, verse 31. Jesus said to Peter, say, Peter, did Satan try to sift you like wheat? But I have prayed for you. Look at it. St. Luke Gospel chapter 22, verse 31. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, Satan had wanted to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. Can you imagine? Jesus had to pray for Peter. Otherwise, Peter would have been killed by Satan. And no wonder when they put him in the prison, he was able to escape because somebody else was praying. Somebody was praying. It's very important. So God wants us to pray for one another that we might be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that we shall be doers of this word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless everyone who participated in this program today. We love you. Jesus loves you. And we say God bless you and reward you all abundantly. In Jesus' name, may you pray for the servants of God and ministers of the gospel that God will protect them and the enemy will not smite them so that the sheep will cut. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you so much for your cooperation and for everything you do to help the work of God to move forward. God reward you all abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. and